Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. It's Wednesday, the time is now 6:08:09. Yeah, 6:09, believe it or not. And the date is 2nd of May and the year is 2018. The whole year. The whole year. The Jewish day today is Yud Zayin. Meaning 17 of the month of Iyar, and the year is 5778.
The Holia.
So, yeah, listen, we had like this. We had Pesach. We had a Memorial Day for the Holocaust. For the Holocaust victims. We had a Memorial Day for the soldiers of Israel, and we had Israeli Independence Day. And today is Lag BaOmer. Isn't it today Lag BaOmer?
Yeah, it is.
Lag BaOmer, believe it or not. So,
but it's a special Lag BaOmer because in Israel there is a horrible weather, very hot and a lot of wind.
Whoa.
So half of Israel not allowed to put fires.
How do you know all this?
I'm very clever.
Okay.
Yeah, it is very clever, I must say.
It's called to keep in touch.
No, but...
Still reading what they send you from the app.
You believe everything you read.
News flash.
So
flash news.
Yeah. Don't let it...
So, my name is Roy Peretz.
Hi, Roy.
Very nice. Thank you.
Well, it's the first time we hear you.
I want to introduce my porn stars. So let's start with the fifth porn star, Sasha Star.
Yay!
From the deeps of Hyde Park, it comes to us, the gentle giant, also known as, it is also our coin antique and memorabilia expert, Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone. It's only half a meter between, so
yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah. From 96 Centon Drive, running the most beautiful establishment called Top Cash. He's also our Swiss watch and diamond expert. Please welcome Liel Rimon.
Hey.
Thank you. And Irene, talk to the microphone, please, if you have a problem.
Excuse me. Cash In is the best and most beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you, Irene.
All right.
And this voice belongs to...
We'll introduce it just now. First of all, say hello to, he's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Say hello to Peter Feldman.
Yay!
Thank you, Roy, and it's nice to be back with the team. Everyone in good spirits.
Oh, thank you.
Baomer. You thank God
it's
we
like
didn't
Baomer.
Bring the bow and arrow. We will show you, huh?
All right, who do we have here? She's the lady that gave me a hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the depths of Cash In Hyde Park. She also a jewelry person. So if anyone needs a ring for any occasion, call our offices. You can talk to her if you dial 011-325-7777. Her name is Irene Bauer.
Yay. Hello, darling.
I'm so sorry.
Heavy button.
Last but not least, but she's not here. Rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. She hails from 96 Anton Drive. Together with Liel, you can always find her 011-324-0000. This is Nicole.
Yay!
Hello, everybody.
Everybody.
You arriving late this morning. Does that have anything to do with your memory loss?
Memory.
Use Google Maps, not to walk.
Yeah. So, don't forget to like our Facebook page as Porn Stars on 101.9. If you're listening from all over the world, then you know there are a lot of people listening from outside South Africa, because I'm getting mail from all over. Thank you. From USA, Canada, South America, Argentina, Chile, Costa Rica, Mexico, Spain, Portugal, Cyprus, Greece, Israel, and more. Basically, wherever there's South Africans, they really, really love listening to South African radio. You can also listen to us after the show if you go into our podcast, into www.chaifm.com. Go to the podcast and you can listen to us every time, anytime. There's another thing that we're doing, I haven't done last week, but happened. Oh, yeah. Oh, first of all, our telephone number is 010-140-3020. Also, our WhatsApp
our
number.
Our new.
It's not new.
No, it's always new.
He says it all the time.
Yeah, no,
it's
no,
a
no,
new-ish.
It's a, our new studio number is 010-140-3020. Also, if you want to WhatsApp us, 061-895-1019 or SMS will cost you around 50, 34519. All right. So this, what we do is, after every week, slowly.
Yeah.
If after every week, we send, we make a funny clip out of the video clip of the show, and we put it on
YouTube.
On YouTube or basically you can find it, the easiest you can find it is on my Facebook or on the program Facebook. So please look for us and you'll see it's really funny and you'll see what's happening on the show. And if everybody's awake, not like today, then we'll have a, it's always a nice show. So yes.
What do you mean by
can
that?
Can I
Roy?
Have
you look
can
like
I make it
die.
A request?
Yeah.
If anybody has a heater that stays close to Chai, please can they bring it?
No, don't bring it. Don't worry, I love it cold. I love it cold because my heart is beating hard and it's good. So, let me tell you something. So basically, please like us and share the Facebook page. And the more shares, the merrier. You're going to get some movie tickets if you want. So.
Yeah. Just to tell you, all the idea of the clips is to prove that we have beautiful faces for radio.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. So why we're not on TV anymore?
Eitan, speak for yourself.
Yeah, and that's why the camera.
I'm behind the camera, so it's
you're behind the camera. But everybody loves Roy. He's got a lovely face. Hi, Roy. 100%.
Oh, serious?
That's why Roy is the only face in the videos. And by the way, I wanted to tell you, Eitan, maybe it's time to open. No, don't take pictures of me now.
That's the song. Yes, sir.
That's not like that. No, exactly the other way. I don't mind that Roy's vain. He can be vain. I'm not.
What did you say about me?
No, I wanted the camera to be on you. You're beautiful.
No, now, thank
listen,
you.
Oh la la.
What I'm trying to say, shush, is that Eitan, maybe it's time to open a YouTube channel.
I think we've got.
For cashing. If you got, you're the only one that know about it. It's not good.
We'll find out about it later.
All right, let me tell you something about. Let me put appropriate music because I feel like very musical today. So listen to these guys. Maybe you're going to identify it. Whoever identified, maybe we're going to find something to give him. So don't forget to SMS us 061-895-1019. So hold on a second here.
Can I also play?
You can play, but not with yourself, yeah. All right, so listen to this guy. No, do you know this music? So. Mm-hmm.
It's a marsh.
Yeah, you remember this
one. It's called the Army Marching.
It's not the Army, it's the Israeli Army Marching.
Israeli Army.
Yeah. So basically, the Israel Mossad has snatched the Iran nuclear secrets. The world is now amazed. The Europeans said that they knew about the plans before. They said that there's nothing new. So tell me, Europeans, if you knew, why do you still sign this horrible agreement? The same contract that the Israel Prime Minister was talking about for years, the same contract that Trump was against, the same contract that Obama, the great leader, wanted so much, the same contract that Hillary regarded with a heart. So, the lie is on. Now everyone knows, and you know what? You have to say, Bibi told you so. And he did tell you so. Just to remind the world, especially the Europeans and those Jews within us, that about 75 years ago, there was a guy that loved war. He loved war. He wanted to actually rule the world. And he wanted to fight with everyone. Thank God he didn't have an atomic bomb that time. Because it was a Jewish invention. That's why he didn't have an atomic bomb. The war was coming, and the heads of European states wanted to talk to him and see if they can get some sort of arrangements. And you know exactly what arrangement they got at the end. So they want to talk to him to get some arrangements. So let me tell you that with crazy, stupid, or fanatic people, you cannot make arrangements. And if history didn't teach you, I will teach you. Now, it will happen again. If you're going to do any arrangements with Iran, you're doing arrangements, Sunshine? Are you guys out of your mind? So, Look, it is funny. I must say, it is funny. It is funny. And what do you think about the IDF march?
But why do you think it's funny that another country is trying to develop a bomb that will kill all your people? What's funny about it?
It's funny that another country is trying to make an arrangement. So, you know what?
Yeah, but who is Iran? What Iran said? Europe, we're going to bomb you? No. So Europe, why do you care this time? No.
They need to come closer. But
I want to ask you a question, but it's a serious question. I've got it here on SMS. Say, except the Mossad people, who else is working there at the Iranian nuclear place?
Listen, nobody.
Listen, they're so...
Proper no one.
They're so good. They went in the middle of Tehran.
Tehran. They came to Khomeini.
They came to Khomeini.
No, to Rafsanjani.
Rafsanjani.
They went to him and said to him, listen, my friend, I think I have to move you a little bit from the bed. They picked up the bed a little bit. They take the document. They say, no, you must sleepy.
Drink some more tea.
Chai. Chai.
And sleep. So, and then they went, when nobody see, and they went to the archives. They opened like 7 safes that I don't know who can open his safe. And they brought half a ton
worth of documents.
Material and documents.
I mean, you have to applaud to them. You have to applaud. This is amazing. Amazing. So, before we're going to carry on,
you know what happened a week ago or 2 weeks ago in Malaysia.
Well, oh yeah, they killed this idiot.
They killed the idiot. One of that's a very nice way to say it. One of Hamas
engineers.
Engineers. Find himself dead after 2 people on a motorbike killed him. So Malaysia said, no, we're going to find these 2 killers. So Malaysia, 5 years ago, an aeroplane with 400 people
they couldn't find.
Full, and you still can't find him. You think you're going to find 2 Mossad people?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
So he found himself dead. What, did he wake up and say, uh-oh, I'm dead?
I don't know if he woke up.
You know what he looks like?
I don't think he woke up.
Jeff Durham's character, Ahmad, remember?
Ahmad. I kill you.
That's the one. That's a guy.
It's one of them. Yeah.
So I just want to say something. Just for today, it starts in. It's a great day. It's actually a sign of always of Jewish victory. I mean, yeah. I mean, Lag BaOmer. What do you know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Tell us, Roy, what's Lag BaOmer is about?
About burning stuff.
No. That's what in Bat Yam Lag BaOmer is
no,
about.
No, so I don't know.
Burning stuff. Lag BaOmer, Bar Kokhba.
Shooting arrows.
Bar Kokhba.
Yeah, I know Bar Kokhba.
So you know, so tell us.
Yeah, but look, he was interested.
Why Bar Kokhba? Why are we lighting the fires?
Because after the big victory, they light fires from each on top of each mountain to tell each other that like, we won.
Like the Indians used to do the smoke.
Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Yeah, love it.
No, that's not. Yeah. Maccabi, it's Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Oh, Maccabi, Yehuda Maccabi.
That is
Bar Kokhba, the Meret Bar Kokhba. And the religious guys have today Hilulat Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Har Meron.
Yeah.
Listen, you lululululu, it's 500,000 people over there on the mountain.
500,000.
It's not funny.
This is because you don't have space for more.
The only time you get food for free in Israel is there. they give them food for free.
Don't talk like this. We are Jews. We're taking care of ourselves. We're giving food for everybody who's hungry, almost.
Listen,
so.
What Lag BaOmer
is
33 students were killed. Lag BaOmer.
Yeah?
33.
Students?
Yes.
Where? Oh, Rabbi Akiva.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you remember. Yeah, you remember. Ah, good. So anyway, guys.
I don't have an Alzheimer.
The time is now 6:22. We got lots in the program. We've got Peter Feldman just now is going to tell us about some movies. But before that, we're going to hear one of my favorite songs. The name of the song, listen to this one. The name of the song is Amor de Mis Amores. And I want you to just listen. Okay, you won't be able to listen to the words. But whoever wants the words, I will email it to them. One of the most beautiful songs by Carmela and Paco Ibanez. I don't know if you know Paco Ibanez was one of the best guitarist ever born. Let's go to our advertisers and be coming back now. And we're back with Peter Feldman. And Peter, what movies do we have today?
Today we have 4 movies opening on Friday. We've got Wrinkle in Time. That's a Disney movie. We've got another movie called I Feel Pretty. Then we've got a movie called Unsane. And Every Day. Wrinkle in Time is an interesting fantasy film, which I thought didn't work. Interesting because it stretches the imagination, but it doesn't have the magical Disney touch. And I must say,
they put Oprah there.
They put Oprah there, who comes larger than life. It's about a little girl.
Literally.
A little girl who's searching for her father, who's a scientist, and he believes that the universe offers more than just being on planet Earth. So he goes out and he discovers a little... there's a term they use it in the movie, in which he moves through time. He can move into another planet. It's like a chip, a twinkle, a twit, whatever, a wrinkle. And he goes through it and he disappears. And he's gone for 4 years. And this little girl is very upset. And she doesn't do well at school because she's still worried. Where's her dad? He just didn't say goodbye and he just disappeared. And then these four beings, or three beings from other universe, Reese Witherspoon is one of them. And Oprah, oh, and over the top Oprah is another one. And they guide her and her friend. And they go into this new dimension looking for the father. And that's what the film is basically about. It's about, it has a strong message, because most of Disney films have messages for people, for mankind. And this is to fulfill your dreams, to be strong, to believe in yourself. And this little girl, played by a cutie named Storm Reed, and she is handled by these other characters. And that she's guided through special effects, just blows the mind, Roy. You saw that.
Yeah.
I must say, I was very disappointed with the movie. And I think a lot of other people are going
but
to
But it's
be.
A real kids' movie.
It's a children's movie. Yeah. It's got a message for them. And that's what's important.
Yeah.
If you look at it from that point of view. Then we've got a movie called I Feel Pretty. And that's Amy Schumer. Yeah. Big Amy Schumer. Now, Amy Schumer always plays this vulgarian, this vulgar character.
I think that's what she is.
She likes it. This is what she does. She's a comedian. And in this movie, she has an accident. And she thinks she's beautiful, which changes her whole life. She looks in the mirror and suddenly discovers, "Ooh, I'm pretty. I'm really pretty." And she goes out and she tries to change her life. And during the course of the events, things happen to her. It's not one of the best movies I've seen. I'm not a huge Amy Schumer fan. But for those who like her, may find some comfort in watching her antics. Then we got another movie called Unsane. Not insane, Unsane. It's about a stalker who is stalking this woman, and she lives in Boston. So she wants to get away from the stalker, so she moves to Pennsylvania to relocate. And she signs up for a 24-hour commitment to a behavioral center. And when she's in there, the doctors and the nurses start questioning her sanity, because she thinks everybody's stalking her. And she believes one of the staff is her stalker. And she has to now fight to stay alive and fight for her sanity. Okay, that is the movie. It's a horror movie. We've seen far too many horror movies today. And this is not an unusually good one.
Peter, why do you call a stalker that don't stalk anybody?
Ooh, what do you call him?
A normal person.
A normal person. I thought you'd call him Fred.
Facebook user.
Then we got another one. This is called Every Day. This is one of these romantic fantasy movies. 16-year-old girl falls in love with a mysterious spirit who inhabits a different body every day. So every day she's got to find this guy or this woman or whatever she's in love with, and they start continuing their romantic affair. Angourey Rice plays the lead character. I haven't seen her. I don't know her name. Her name is A-N-G-O-U-R-I-E. I think you pronounce it angry. Debbie Ryan and Lucas Jade are in it. And it's a film they didn't show the media. So I think you just got to take potluck, go out, and see what happens. So it's a mixed bag this week, Roy. You've got This Wrinkle in Time, you've got I Feel Pretty, you've got Unsane, and you got Every Day. So, not a great movie week. Yeah.
Peter, I have to tell you my adventures at the movies this weekend. I went to see The Avengers with my son and his friends and everybody. It was very nice. The movie is a little bit irritating, especially if you're a fan of the superheroes and everything. But that's not what I want to tell. I want to give spoilers, but I'm not going to do that. Maybe tomorrow. Well, let's see how I'm going to sleep tonight.
So you're going to keep them in suspenders?
We'll see. What I wanted to say, that first of all, the Avengers movie all around the world, it's all premiered in the same date. And it's already made $500 million. That's something crazy. Very crazy for a movie. How much? No, that's for the weekend. That's for the week. The first weekend only in America, $250 million. Already, yesterday.
Around the world, 650.
Sorry, 630, not 500.
Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. What I wanted to say that I am going to watch movies. I think for the last 10 years, I never sat in a full cinema theater. And that's happened on Tuesday. Yeah, that's happened yesterday.
So in other words, you're saying this first time you've actually sat in a cinema?
No, but I sat in a lot of cinemas. It was never full of people.
Oh, I see. You're saying there was
20 people, 30 people.
But this was packed.
It was packed.
Okay.
Everybody was in it. Everybody was...
Involved,
laughing, shouting. It was fun. That's how you're supposed to watch movies.
Experience.
That's how you like to watch movies, not to watch these movies that nothing happened and you sit with another five guys in the cinema. I think that's the experience, and that's why this movie, like Sasha said, already made over 600.
Also, like the Black Panther. Also the same Panther, experience.
100%.
And but it's not Panther, as good as Avengers.
I didn't watch the Black Panther, so I can't tell you. The Avenger, I don't know if it was that good, but it's something that bring a lot of people together. It's something bigger than life. And that's what I think the adventure or the experience of going to the cinema should be.
Now, I see things differently because I don't like going to the cinema with other people. I'm used to seeing it at a preview or in a media situation where there are about 10 or 12 of us sitting together. So when I went the other night to see A Quiet Place at Sandton City, and you had someone behind you chatting away, and the guy third row down eating his popcorn in the middle of a scene where it needs to be quiet, and a woman on her cell phone in front of me, changes things.
Peter Dulac, Eitan said, I'm watching movies at home. At my home, I have my lazy boy. I have my toilet around the corner. I have my drinks.
I can pause it whenever I want.
He can pause it and watch tomorrow.
But it's different. A movie, to go out to movies.
It is.
Yeah. It's going out to
the
movies.
It has to be an experience. Otherwise, exactly. Why you do it?
Exactly.
But you can't have people eating popcorn in your ear and on
love
their phone.
I love it.
No.
Must, yes.
No, do you want? Did you ever heard
that? On their phone.
Did you ever? No, not on the phone. On
phone is not nice.
It's rude.
No, no, I don't
right.
The popcorn.
We should ask our listeners whether they don't know what
they prefer.
How they, you know, do they enjoy the movie experience with a popcorn and someone with a cell phone on and somebody else chatting away?
No, that's not nice.
That's
not
what
nice.
Has been happening.
Popcorn has been for years. Popcorn is something.
But popcorn and people talking a little bit. Listen, the volume today, the surround sound in the cinema,
it's amazing.
You can't hear nothing. You only hear this. I'm telling you.
Lucky they don't know anything about sunflowers.
I've got someone. Paul Fisher is saying, asking me, "Hi, porn dude." And listen, he spells it right. He says P-O-R-N. "Hi, porn dude. Can't Israel make peace with Hezbollah? Hassan Nasrallah. Regards, Paul." So, Paul, for sure we can.
Yes. I think Mr. Nasrallah must go out of his bunker come to talk to us. Let's start.
Yeah, that will be the best. He comes to
show
us.
Show your face.
No, not tell him what happened.
Yeah, you heard Liel. So, you can SMS us 34519 or WhatsApp us 0618951019. We're here to listen to you, hear you, and we're going to be back in a couple of seconds just after that. Thank you for staying with us. 0101403020 0618951019. And come, guy. Keep them coming. So my friend told me that his wife is not talking to him for 3 days already. So I told him that the woman like this must be cherished and you can't let her go.
Right, I really think. And yeah. I got an SMS last week, actually, yeah, from someone that says, Roy, the way that you are behaving and talking about women.
I love women.
It's horrible. You're talking about them as a thing. And it really hates it.
It really hates it. It really hates it.
So stop.
You know, I don't know what to say. So the wife is calling the husband, and she asked him. She says, "Where are you?" He says, "I'm waiting here at the bus station." She says, please hurry. He says, okay, I will wait faster. So there was this one. He says to her, I might not be rich. I might not have money or villa or cars or companies like my friend John, but I love you and I adore you. She looked at me with tears in her eyes and hugged me like there's no tomorrow and whispered in my ear, if you love me, introduce me to John. Yeah. So?
You know this couple having this romantic dinner and the man is whispered to the woman, please say something to make my heartbeat race. So she said, your wife is behind you.
Nice. Guys, send us some funny stuff. So, you know, let me teach you something. I'll teach you something. So, first of all, you can't see your ears without a mirror. You know, it's fact. Facts of life. So you can't see your...
It depends. Did you see Haman's ears?
No, not just Haman's ears. Haman can see his ears.
Yes.
Yeah, but no, except Haman's... Even Charlie.
Even Shahrazada from
even
Iran.
Charlie. You know Charlie?
You know that Haman was from Iran. He also was working in...
Vaizata. Yeah, he told him, please, to remove your legs, and then there was a Farsi carpet there.
Carpet.
They rolled the carpet, yeah. Underneath the carpet, they found a lot of documents.
A document?
A lot of documents.
They took your document?
They took the document.
Oh, no,
half a ton of documents.
But the Jewish, they took the document.
And the carpet didn't fly.
And now they have the document.
They got the documents. So, you can't see your ears without a mirror. You can't count your hair. You can't. Well, listen. You can't breathe.
Wait. Your hair wear.
Eh?
Your hair wear. Be specific.
On your hand. On your arms.
On your arms.
You can't breathe through your nose with your tongue out. You just tried.
Yes.
Everybody did. You realize that it is possible.
So now I'm going to try.
No, but
now I'm going to try.
You realize it's
just try.
It's possible, but you look like a dog. Yeah.
wait until you see me trying to count my hair. Then you
listen to this. So
try to breathe from your ears.
I was attacked by a robber.
Ooh.
No, listen.
Oh,
with
no.
A knife, and he said to me,
"Are you okay, Roy?
I'm okay."
Yeah.
He says to me, "Your money or your life."
Oh no.
I said to him, listen, I'm married, I've got no money and no life, and we hugged and cried together.
You know,
it's a very sad story.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, one of your heroes over the years is Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is my hero, not one of my heroes.
He's not a hero.
He's like a semi-god.
So I've got some news for you. Chuck Norris actually died 20 years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But you know, death is still collecting carriage to tell it.
Yeah. No chance.
Yeah.
We have at least another 100 years
Norrisism.
You know that he never tells lies, Chuck Norris.
Doesn't he?
He's just changing the facts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like Trump.
Yeah. You know that he can lift up a chair with one hand while he's sitting on it.
For sure.
Yeah.
No, you know that Chuck Norris is not doing push-ups. He's not pushing himself up. He actually pushed the ground down.
Yeah. 100%. You see him? He met Bibi. So Bibi says, I can send all the security home now.
Yeah.
True story, no bullshit.
You know, he went skydiving.
And?
The parachute didn't work, so the next day he went to get refund.
Good one.
But you know, we were talking about Iran.
Yeah?
So I want
No, we were talking about Iran.
Iran. Okay, Iran. So in Iran...
Rafsanjani.
Yeah, in Iranian, American, and Chinese.
Ahmadinejad looks like Ahmadinejad, he looks exactly like a panel beater.
We're laughing here. listen, we're laughing here. It's very funny. But we're not trying to make fun of Iranian people. What?
No.
No, we don't.
No.
But what we... In Israel, we got a lot of people that came from Persia, came from Iran.
Yeah, from Iran.
And the ones that actually were born there, they speak in a funny accent. So we make fun out of them. Yeah. It's all about the pop culture in Israel, the movies and everything.
We grew up in the 60s, 70s.
But they really, really talk like this.
But they're funny.
Really.
They talk very funny.
Very fun. And they're very, very tight
and you know
when
what?
It comes to the money.
And you know what?
Well, that's why they have a mirror in the safe.
Yeah.
Make sure it's they taking the money.
I always used to hear this accent in Israeli movies, especially the old movies where all
Eskimo
the people from
Limon and all
over the world, all over the world came to Israel and they still have the accents and everything. But when I came to South Africa, I actually have Iranian friends. I have Iranian customers, I have Iranian friends, and they talk like this. I'm telling you.
Today.
I am not joking.
Today, I went to buy
a Rolex watch?
No. I went to buy a chandelier.
Chandelier.
So I went to a shop. And the guy says to me, how are you? I said,
how much?
How are you? I said, how much? I said, how much? What do you want? I said, no, how much is this one? So how much you want to spend? You know, anyway. So I said to him, did you hear about Haman? No. Did you?
Haminai.
Did you tell him you want to spend 5 rand Mandela?
No. No, it's too little.
Too little. You know, they say Chuck Norris must not brag. He was never been in Brakpan.
Yeah. Listen, that's going to change. That's going to change a lot of things if he's going to Brakpan.
Brakpan, yeah.
Or even to the south of Joburg.
So it's not difficult it's not difficult to make your wife happy. You just must be a friend, someone she can talk to and will listen, compassionate, a dad, a teacher,
okay, Roy,
chef.
The show is only until 7.
No, I'm just going to mention a few things. Quick, it's not difficult. Yeah. You have to be a chef, electrician, carpenter, plumber, mechanic, designer, psychologist, pest controller, massagist.
Did you say carpenter with an Iranian accent?
No, carpenter, plumber, mechanic, designer, psychologist, pet controller, massagist, can listen, knows how to organize, good father, very clean, can park car, can park car, athletic, warm-hearted, kind, intelligent, funny, creative, soft, tough, where was a strong and understanding, patient, spontaneous, ambitious, independent, reliable, and the main thing, lie and compliment her as much as possible. And love shopping, by the way. You have to be love shopping. You have to be honest, rich. And do not pressure her. And don't forget the days and anniversaries and whatever. And to make the man happy.
Yeah. And the nerve system need to be dead.
What does she need to do to make him happy?
Only one thing.
No. Yeah. Do. Feed him and you know what?
Feed him. Let him watch sports.
Basic needs.
So, who's today?
Ooh, birthday, I know a couple.
But you
say first.
Okay, so I've got Dwayne Douglas Johnson, also known by ring name
The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock. American actor, producer, and semi-retired professional wrestler. Semi-retired?
Semi-retired because he was never a wrestler. So.
You know, he's almost 2 meters tall.
He's huge.
196.
He's
46 years old. Doesn't say here.
He doesn't know it yet, but
do you know that Dwayne Johnson?
No, he weighs about 140 kilos. That's not
Dwayne Johnson.
He doesn't the know ninth? It yet, but Angelique is going to marry him.
Okay. I don't think he will say no.
I don't think so because by the time she'll be marriage material, he's going to be 102.
That's fine. He's making a lot of money in the meantime. I think it's going to be worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. Did you know that Dwayne Johnson,
yes.
The Rock, is the ninth most followed user on Instagram. He's got 103 million followers.
Wow.
It's more than Liverpool, I think.
Wow.
No, I don't think more than Liverpool. But
amazing.
It's amazing.
No, he's something else. In the last 5-6 years, he's doing all the big movies and everything. He's the number one.
He says success isn't about greatness. It's about consistency. Consistent hard work gains success. Greatness will come. Blood, sweat, and respect. First two, you give. Last one, you earn. Not bad. I must say, not bad. When you walk up to opportunities, what is it? Door, don't knock it. I don't know what it means, but whatever.
He says,
I could never win an award for not loving pizza. Me too, I must say.
And he's so fit, you don't understand. He's only muscles, this guy.
Yeah.
But he used to say when he was a wrestler, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? That's his most famous saying.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Then who we have? We've got, let me tell you who we have. So The Rock is 46, did I tell you? Then we've got David Robert Joseph Beckham.
Hey.
Yes, an English former professional footballer. He played for Manchester United.
I remember him as a model.
And Real Madrid, Milan, LA Galaxy, Paris Saint-Germain, and England team. So he was born on 2nd of May 1975. He's 43 years old today. He was born in, Leicester, London,
Sheffield?
United Kingdom. His wife is Victoria Beckham. She's married in 1999. Still together.
Bush Spice.
The Spice Girl.
There we go.
Yeah. And children is Brooklyn, Harper, Romeo.
And
Cruz.
Cruz.
It sounds like alphabet.
Nice name. No, it's nice names.
Nice names, yeah.
Modern names, but nice names.
Romeo. Romeo, ven aquí. Come here. Keep my hair. Yeah. And did you know that David Beckham has the fourth most captaincies? He's got 59 captaincies in the England national football team.
Do you know he's one of the owners of the new MLS, the American Soccer League?
Really?
In Miami, yeah. He started the team.
So the guy's doing well, eh?
He's not... Listen, but if you like soccer and you like America, look at what Zlatan Ibrahimovic is now playing for LA Galaxy, and you know him and with his narcissism. What he's gonna do there? It's gonna make Beckham look like a little boy.
No,
I'm telling
sure.
you, he's gonna be a movie star. Whatever you see,
for sure.
Let him live in Los Angeles. Yo.
Now let me tell you something. Donatella Francesca Versace is an Italian fashion designer and current vice president of the Versace Group.
After as well, someone shot her father.
The father, no.
Brother. Was it brother?
Brother, yeah.
Okay.
Brother. Giovanni Versace.
Yes, I thought he's a father.
Gianni Versace.
Gianni.
So she was born in 1955. She's 63. She looks like 104.
No, she looked like 140.
Yeah. Terrible.
But she looked like that since she was 20.
Terrible. Really terrible. So anyway, she was married to somebody really... Was really desperate. She was married for 1 year. She was married to Manuel Dallori.
I hope
from 2015. she was married to a guy, I'm sure he was blind. His name was Paul Beck from 1983 to the year 2000. Whoa.
Why? 83? Maybe she was still okay. You don't remember her from.
I remember.
30 years.
I remember.
Do
for
you?
Sure. For sure.
She's
cut for life. Yeah. So she says creativity comes from conflict of ideas. She's actually bright. I mean, fashion, she's amazing. I like perfume and flowers. She says fashion is about happiness. It's fun, it's important, but it's not medicine. That's what she says. Elegance is always in style for men. So there are all different kinds of elegance. It can be silk, it can be t-shirt. All can be elegance. Let me tell you another thing. Today it's amazing, but I don't know if you remember Princess Charlotte Cambridge.
Oh yeah, she's three today.
She's three today, believe it or not.
Yeah, I heard.
She's a member of the Royal British Family. She's the second child of only daughter of Prince William.
And she's the
Willem. If he was a South African, it was Prince Willem. Prince Willem, Duke of Cambridge, Duke of Randburg.
and she's the fourth in line for the crown.
She's the fourth in line already. She's a Pekingese.
You got William, then you got Harry, and then you got the big son, George, and then Charlotte. She's the fourth.
Charlotte.
So if all of them will
Charlie
die...
Charlie is out of the list.
Why? Charlie is Charlotte. That's how they call her, Charlie. Nickname.
Talking the big Charlie.
Who?
Charles.
So listen to this one. Chuck Norris wears BB pajamas.
That's
good one.
I don't know. I didn't understand it. Explain.
You know,
yes.
What pajamas you wears Superman? Chuck Norris pajamas, don't you know?
No.
Sure.
I didn't know that. So you need to tell that first.
I'm on a seafood diet. I see food, I eat it.
Listen.
How is it working until now?
I just want to mention something about history, if you don't mind, for 1 minute.
Yeah.
1945, 2nd of May. More than a million German soldiers put their weapons down and surrender. Berlin fall to the Russians.
Oh, nice.
This is today, 1945. And the other thing that we need always to remember, a celebration
it was June.
On the second,
No, May. I thought they went okay. into Berlin.
On the 28th, and the 28th of April, they signed the agreement, and it's on the 2nd of May, they put down the weapons.
Weapons, sorry.
No, but when the Allies and the Russians came into Berlin, that's
Berlin
basically.
Surrendered to the Russians 2nd May
1945. Okay.
Now, 2nd May 2011.
Yeah.
Osama bin Laden got his day in court.
Surrender to the American Navy SEALs.
Yeah, he been killed by special forces.
Was
in
it
Pakistan
today?
Not today.
2nd May 2011.
This date, yes.
2011.
Yes.
11.
11. 11. 11.
And in 2 days from now, gonna be May the 4th. May the 4th. Eitan, Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, not you.
By the way,
don't
you know,
care you.
You mentioned, movies and money. You
yes.
and. Okay, I just want to tell you that 2nd May 2008, Iron Man
yes.
launched.
Yes.
Okay, and he did 32.5 million. In his opening day.
Okay, now, since then, I want to tell you that Marvel, mm-hmm. the same company that made Iron Man, made another 18 movies.
18.
Mm-hmm. 18. And the profit for all of these movies together is, until now, $14 billion.
Yes.
And that's before this movie. Now, this movie, this movie cost, the last movie, the one we talk about, mm-hmm. it cost $500 million. Yeah. But in the first 5 days, they already made $600 million.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's
these people are
Listen,
playing with funny
it's
money.
It's very catchy. People come in to see it in all ages.
I've got things of sense, and you're talking history. What are you talking about? Listen, do you know?
Money. We're talking money. How to make money.
I don't understand why there's a light bulb inside the fridge if you're not supposed to eat at night.
Well, but
why do you need light inside the fridge if it's closed?
No, if you don't eat at night, why do you need light in the fridge?
For those who need, but not snacks.
Eitan,
you want to balance? You want a balanced diet?
Eitan,
have a cupcake in each hand.
Eitan's got a very good joke about the light in the fridge, but I don't think it's good for this.
No, it's not.
We can't
it's
say.
Not. But for Roy, I've got before he's going to bed.
No, you can't drink while driving because you might spill the beer.
We're not going to. You're horrible, Roy.
You know, before going to bed at night,
yeah,
the boogeyman is checking.
It's
checking
my wife,
his
not the boogeyman.
That Chuck Norris is not there.
Yeah.
You know, they sent Chuck Norris for a CPR course.
Yeah.
And unbelievably, but the dummy.
He made the dummy alive. Yeah.
The dummy woke up.
Listen.
Woke up and walk. Yeah.
You know, alcohol doesn't solve any problems, but neither did milk.
But make it nice.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, you guys are horrible today.
You know, Chuck Norris never dialed the wrong number. You just answered the wrong phone.
You know, I know someone that his wallet, he feels his wallet is like an onion. When he opens it, it makes him cry.
You know, the Iranian, American, and Chinese went to hell. So they beg Satan to allow them to call home. Call the family. So he said, cool. The American calling, talking for 10 minutes, been charged $1,000. Chinese is calling, talking for 15 minutes, charged $2,000. The Iranian calling, talking for an hour and a half, paying $10. American Chinese telling the Satan, but what's going on? He said, listen, hell to hell, it's a local call.
Yeah. That's from, Do you remember this song?
What would I say?
It's a beautiful song.
This is Cat Stevens says, it's said Lisa. Nice, eh? I want to say goodbyes. The time is 6:58. Thank you so much.
Chag Sameach.
You're going to listen to us tomorrow again at 9 o'clock. I'll try to be here. I really will try to be here.
But don't worry. We'll make it funny for you guys.
So and I just want to say goodbye with said Lisa of Cat Stevens. What can I say more? Thank you so much for joining us. And have a lekker afternoon.
Cheers, everybody. Cheers. Be safe, people.